Dr. Schneider, dictating a 12-lead EKG on patient David Miller on 7/16/25. Mr. Miller performed a 12-lead EKG period. Patient is in a normal sinus rhythm with a first degree heart block period. T waves are normal, QRS complex is normal. New paragraph impression, first degree heart block, otherwise normal EKG. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Kathy with a K, Stiles, S-T-I-L-E-S. This goes to Dr. Schmitz. On 1/16/25, Mrs. Stiles performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 94% period. Patient walked 341 meters in 6 minutes and saturation remained 94% period. New paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Mary Frink. This goes to Dr. Bo Cook. On 1/16/25, Mrs. Frink performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 99% period. Patient walked 491 meters in 6 minutes and saturation was 98% at the end of the study period. New paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Alan Klug, KLUG. This goes to Dr. Tai. On 1/16/25, Mr. Klug performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there's a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 6/18/24. There's been no significant change. Period of paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Craig Hickerson. This goes to Dr. Schmitz. On 1/16/25, Mr. Hickerson performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal to moderate degree of airways obstruction period. After bronchodilators, there was minimal improvement, leaving the patient with a minimal degree of airways obstruction period compared to a prior study dated 10/7/24. There's been no significant change. Period of paragraph impression, minimal to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Tammy Sayre, S-A-Y-R-E. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 1/16/25, Mrs. Sayre performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction period. It was poor effort after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 10/3/24. There's been no significant change period. New paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a significant bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry and Belinda Dixon. This goes to Dr. Pieper. On 1/16/25, Mrs. Dixon performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways minimal airways obstruction with complete reversibility after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 10/8/24. Slight reduction of flow rates pre-bronchodilator period. New paragraph impression, minimal reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma or non-optimal effort. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Mark Hatcher. This goes to Dr. Pasquariello, P-A-S-Q-U-A-R-I-E-L-L-O. On 1/16/25, Mr. Hatcher performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction period. After bronchodilators, there was normalization of forced vital capacity without change in flow rates period. compared to a prior study dated 10/15/24. There's been slight improvement. Period of paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing slight improvement. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Bethany Bowens, B-O-W-E-N-S. This goes to Jada Butler, B-U-T-L-E-R, F-N-P. On 1/16/25, Mrs. Bowens performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity period compared to a prior study dated 4/25/24. There's been improvement. Period, no paragraph impression, normal study showing improvement. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y, Gilbert. This goes to Amanda Shirley, PA on 1/16/25. Mr. Gilbert performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant impairment in flow rates, nor bronchoreactivity period. Compared to a prior study dated 12/5/24, there's been no change period, no paragraph impression, normal study. Thank you.